वेलकम वेलकम वेलकम। तो कैसे हैं आप लोग? उम्मीद है सब कुशल मंगल होगा। मुझसे मत पूछना गाइस, बहुत बुरा वीक था। वेयर टू बिगिन एंड वेयर टू एंड, जो भी है, आई ऑलमोस्ट डिसाइडेड नॉट टू मेक दिस एपिसोड एंड क्विट द एंटायर आइडिया ऑफ पॉडकास्टिंग ऑल टुगेदर। बट द थिंग इज, इट्स सो हीलिंग एंड थेरेप्यूटिक टू जस्ट टॉक इट ऑल आउट। इवन इन दिस एपिसोड आई हैड नो कॉन्टेंट, ट्रस्ट मी, लेकिन ओवरथिंकिंग से कंटेंट बन ही जाता है। टाइम फॉर द इंट्रो। सो हे गाइस, वेलकम बैक टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ नैनास नजर, अ पॉडकास्ट वेयर वी, और बेसिकली जस्ट आई, टॉक अबाउट दिस मेस कॉल्ड लाइफ। आई एम अपोलोजाइजिंग इन एडवांस इफ यू फाइंड दिस एपिसोड टू मच अबाउट मी, बट लेट मी टेल यू, इट विल बी। इफ यू फाइंड एनीथिंग रिलेटेबल, जस्ट लेट मी नो। It would be so great to know that I am sane and people go through the same emotions as I do. Let's start with you knowing the fact that I am the most critical person on this planet. Not only externalizing that criticism, but I also tend to be critical about myself. I am basically Rajiv Masand of every stupid thing, from behaviors to cooking to dressing to art. I have the talent of finding flaws in almost anything and everything. तो गलत क्या है इसमें, है ना? Addressing a flaw enables us to fix it, right? देखो होता क्या है ना, practically it's a very good approach. It makes me more self-aware, but I became more conscious of my faults and I try to fix them. लेकिन contrastingly, this level of criticism is way too high in my own case. मतलब ऐसे समझो कि I basically hate everything I do. I think about my actions endlessly, I overthink my words all the time. Sometimes I just end up crying about something I did wrong 4 years ago. Haan, that's stupid, I know, bada intro ho gaya, but you know what I'm talking about. It's self-hate. I am personally on a journey of learning the art of self-love and unlearning everything I do to feed self-hate. And I want to share this experience with you so that my journey becomes much more easier. So here are 5 ways to get rid of self-hate and start accepting yourself. Number 1 is recognizing that our thoughts are not facts. कितनी आसान सी बात है, मतलब what we are thinking is not always true. There is a very fun story to explain this. So this one day I was all energized and doing Zumba. मतलब करते वक्त I was feeling so pumped up, loud music, difficult steps, pushing myself, मतलब everything. And then when I saw my video dancing, it looked like a sloth doing Bharatnatyam. मतलब what we think is not always the reality, hence proved. लेकिन ऑनेस्टली सेम अप्लाइज टू ऑल द हेट दैट यू गिव योर सेल्फ। मोस्ट ऑफ इट इज जस्ट आउट ऑफ हैबिट एंड हैज नो फैक्चुअल रियलिटी। नंबर 2 इज मॉनिटरिंग योर सेल्फ टॉक। सो ऑल ऑफ अस हैव दिस नॉन स्टॉप टॉकिंग कद्दू, मतलब ब्रेन, विच कॉन्स्टेंटली कीप्स टॉकिंग टू अस ऑल डे एंड एवरी डे। मेक इट अ कॉन्शियस प्रोसेस। द कॉन्वर्सेशंस दैट वी हैव विद आवर सेल्व्स आर सो वाइटल फॉर आवर मेंटल हेल्थ। Make sure that the dialogue in your head is supportive and loving. अपने सर में ना क्रिटिक को मत बिठा के रखो। Number 3, notice and recognize how you think about others. If everything coming your way you find flawed, that means your own conversation is leaking out upon your external relationships. If you perceive everything in people negatively and find flaws and mistakes, that is a sign that your self-talk is rough and has space for correction. If you find yourself doing this, just don't do it. It's that simple. Find a good thing to say about that stranger and your whole day will turn around. Number 4 is owning our faults. Phrasing it better, accepting the flaws in us. This is a way which has personally helped me boost my confidence a lot. Usually, I would just hate my habits and I would still continue to do them and hate them again, and it was a never-ending cycle. Eventually, time teaches. Bas itna karna hai ki accept your faults and flaw. Yes, I am moody and I'm genuinely sorry about it and I'm working on fixing it. That's all. Let that hate go away. Number 5, make amends. All of us think of past sorrows and grieve over them. I personally know what that does to one's self-esteem. Every step forward brings anxiety. try to close every chapter and make amends and move on with life. It's like mending all the wounds so that they don't open again in future and don't cause you more internal pain. Another small thing is that there is a thin line between acceptance and justification. Nothing justifies bad behavior. If you have accepted your flaws, that doesn't give you a certificate to justify any wrong behavior. That's why making amends is so necessary. So these were the 5 tips or ways to get rid of self-hatred. See, I'm no therapist or a professional, just a chhalli girl next door. Everything boils down to you introspecting and processing your own thoughts, actions, emotions, and reactions. You'll always find help and inspiration. Just have the will to endorse change. So that's all I have for you guys this week. I'll hopefully see you next week. You can catch me on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and other platforms as well. Make the best out of this young adult phase. Until then, all the positive vibes.